It is the capability of you to say, I'm going through hell right now, but I'm going through it. I'm not gonna stop. They could look at a positive story and say, if they can do it, I can do it. You believe, oh, I am a very happy person. Well, how do you know what happiness is if you've never experienced sadness? Even if you don't reach a goal, you'll make some progress. Yeah. Just because you have a path, you have a direction to go towards. Because those ideas still were my ideas and I wanted to pursue them. And so I just found the right partners to pursue them. Appreciate the journey and say, okay, that's what she's experiencing or he's experiencing right now. Yeah. It's not my truth. It's not their truth either. Let's talk about it in a little bit. It's not about the cars. It's not about the houses. It's about a lot of other stuff that comes with it. What I care for, did I create something that was positive for the world? Did I move us as human beings in a positive direction, in a more powerful, positive, impactful direction?
Hi, and welcome to the I Love Success podcast. Before we get started, I just want to say thank you for deciding to listen to this episode. Thank you for making a conscious decision to be open to learn and improve in order to lead a better life. And even though I have a big mission to help at least 10 million people in 10 years to achieve their dreams, right now, you are the most important person to me. So please help me on my mission by being the best version of yourself, give it your all, and most importantly, don't forget to enjoy the ride. Imagine growing up in colorful India, specifically the city of Jaipur, in a household of 23 with not a lot of space or money. Imagine sharing a bed with your uncle and brother. Imagine feeling small, feeling insignificant. These feelings sparked a drive and inner fire in this week's guest to do something more, something better with life. His name is Ajit Navalka, and he's passionate to help others learn the things that have helped himself, that we're not limited by space or money. The only limitation we have is the box we put ourselves in, that you, yes you, can learn how to achieve abundance in business and life, no matter what cards life has dealt you. It is possible. Let's welcome Ajit Navalka. Welcome.
Thank you for inviting me, Peter.
Yeah, super excited. Yeah, and we're just talking about that on the elevator. We have to create this podcast, it's a journey, and not just like life, not everything aligns, but if you keep pursuing what you really want, it could happen. And that's why we're here today. So super grateful.
Absolutely.
And I think we all, in some ways, in some situation, feel small in life. Mm-hmm. And some people use that as fire. Mm-hmm. They ponder upon it and they create something in life, and some people see it become even smaller. Like, how can you just mm-hmm. talk about that journey? Because I think that was a process, right?
Mm-hmm. I believe that it's not that when you're getting hit or you're getting punched in the face, some people think, oh, the successful people are just like, they immediately get back up. That's yeah. not how it is. It's not a boxing match. It's yeah. not, oh, I got a punch and I got just a few minutes and that's all I have. That's not how life works. When you get punched in the face, irrespective of how successful you are or how successful you will eventually be, you're down for a minute. You feel like, crap, I'm not worth it, or I'm not worthy of this, or it's never going to work out. You know how, and anybody, successful, not successful, you feel the same. You're human beings. Is you go, oh, this is going bad. This is how it's going to be, always. Yeah. You don't think it's going to be the most amazing thing tomorrow because today is shitty. It's a nice backstory to tell. Yeah. Like I can say, oh, it's the worst time means the better times have to come. Great motivation for the moment, yeah. but not really true. You're not in that moment. You can't put yourself in a space of saying, all right, this is the worst time means I will have better times now. No, mm-hmm. you're feeling shitty at the time. You're feeling that it's going to go to hell. It is the capability of you to say, I'm going through hell right now, but I'm going through it. I'm not going to stop in the position of hell. I'm going to keep going through it because I know one day I hope I'll make it through. It's still operating as hope. It's not going that, oh no, I will make it. It's more like, hey, seems like it's happening right now. It's hell. Let me keep plowing through it. And the ones who can continue to do that, the ones that continue to pursue that, most of the time they get past it. And because they are past it, now they can talk about it much more easily yeah. as something that they overcame and can give that get intent and that intention and that motivation, that needed storyline for other people to also be able to go, oh, if that gal can do it, I can do it too. Because as human beings, we tend to mimic.
Yeah.
We tend to it's called social contagion and social comparison in scientific terms, in research terms, yeah. where we as human beings always judge ourselves or compare ourselves compared to somebody else, or we learn from each other. That has helped society evolve to the place it has evolved. And it is also, it can be harmful, because sometimes social contagion can also be negative, and social comparison can definitely be negative, because you're comparing yourself to somebody else and you can take it in a negative direction. But it also can be spun into a very positive direction. It can also be very positive momentum for society, very positive for somebody who is currently experiencing tremendous pain or discouragement in life. They could look at a positive story and say, if they can do it, I can do it.
Yeah. No, I totally agree with you. And looking back at my own life, like, I haven't even thought about it in a long while, but like, I was bullied. I did martial arts, but I never even thought that I'm going to win anything, not alone a world medal. And now it's easy to talk about it like it was so easy. I never even anticipated it, but there was something in me that made me continue even when I felt small. And do you know what that was in you?
Different people have different things. So I've operated from many different areas. Yeah. I feel anger is one of those things. Fear is one of those things. Desire is one of those things. You can use any of those as fuels for yeah. you to be creating progress in your life. You don't have to live at that place and have a negative experience because of it. You can use any emotion to be a force. Emotions are forces that you can channel and can get great results with. So for me, for a big time, for my earlier part of my career, I was just angry. Yeah. I was just angry because I was like, hey, I don't deserve this. I need to be better than this, and I need to be more successful. I need to be more wealthy, so on and so forth, which drove my early part of career as an angry person, but also that is why one of the reasons, because I could channel that anger and not really be, I wasn't getting into fights because I was angry. I was working harder because I was angry. I was working towards a direction and stayed focused because I was angry. I wouldn't let anything that went wrong demotivate me because I was mad at my overall situation. And that helped me at that time to become a force that could create and change his life. There's fear that could be the same power. That is why a lot of times people can keep going to do things that are actually scary to do, like climb mountains and jump off cliffs, because it's a motivator. It is you can channel the fear to something that is extraordinary and insane in many yeah. ways. Same as desire. Your desire can be fueled as not just to consume, but your desire can actually create. Because often desire is utilized to consume. Right? There's a desire for a pizza right now, and you will go out and have the pizza because it's a desire. But you could also channel the same desire to create the healthiest pizza in the world. It is very much channelable to what you want to create out of that emotion. Emotions have tremendous amount of power. It's all about us being able to utilize it. Everybody has different emotions. I've used different emotions at different stages of my life. Early part of my career, I was mostly angry.
Yeah, and let's talk more about anger, because like what we're trying to do with the I Love Success podcast is to redefine success. And what I've noticed meeting hundreds of amazing people is that success and happiness doesn't always walk hand in hand. But like, do you remember at what point this anger turned into being happy, or did it ever? You know, mm-hmm. Can you just talk about that?
Well, I would question the definition of success first. What does success mean is different to different people.
Yeah.
Commonly, it is understood as wealth. Yeah. But being wealthy doesn't always mean being successful, especially as the understanding of success has broadened with the generation that I belong to, or the generation that's coming forward, which is the younger generation. We don't define success necessarily as people who have billions of dollars and have no impact in the world. success is defined differently for my generation and the generation that's coming. And because of that, I may not be able to even relate to the idea of success, which purely means wealth, right? So for me, success and happiness do go hand in hand because that is what success means. If I am not happy with what I'm doing, or if I'm not happy at the place I am, there is no point calling that space a successful space or me calling myself a successful person, because all I did, I became a wealthy person then. I didn't become a successful person. And wealth is great if that's what your desire is and that's what is the reason why you take action. But I think it is different. It is different for me, for sure. So for me, I define success always as with happiness. Now, even when I was operating from anger, it wasn't that, and that's why I was trying to be mindful as I explained how to utilize emotions, yeah. Is emotions are always gonna be there. It doesn't make you an unhappy person. Yeah. If you're dissatisfied with the state of the world, you're not an unhappy person. You just have an emotion that you need to channel to create something that is better. And you may find joy in that. There is nothing wrong with experiencing an emotion that is considered negative. Sadness is considered negative, but it can be something that helps create, right? So emotions are power. They are not black or white. They are not right or wrong. They can be channeled to whatever you want it to be. And happiness without the understanding of other emotions is also futile. Because happiness in itself, if you're just always happy, you will not be able to value happiness. You will not be able to even understand what being happy means. You will just have a false reality where you believe you're happy. You believe, oh, I am a very happy person. Well, how do you know what happiness is if you've never experienced sadness?
No, I agree with you. And shifting gears a little bit, you grew up in a big family. Your grandfather was in the house too, right? And I know you guys had some great conversations. Can you just share some of the best kind of tools and tips he gave you in life?
So my grandfather was like a river of wisdom in a way. He would drop nuggets all the time. He would talk a lot about character, a lot about honesty, a lot about work ethic, and he was always talking about it, and we could see him living it up as well. He was one of those guys where when there were people who would get in trouble and get in fights, they would come over to our house, and my grandfather would be the mediator. He would sit there and nobody can raise his voice in front of him or anything like that. He was like that guy. Nobody gave him the authority, just used to be like that. Yeah. So we would often see people sitting for hours and hours with him, sometimes days with him, just talking to him and listening to the stories. So there were many stories that that he would tell. But one of the stories that stuck with me most, which was related to failure, is something that I like to share. So the story happens when my dad is in his 20s and he just has just started to get into the business. They were having a tough time in business. So my dad got into business helping my grandfather out. And as he was helping him out, they found this one, one of those things where there was a deal. There was they're in the gemstone industry and gems and jewelry industry. So they would get rough stones, which is basically like uncut raw stones with all the crap on it. They would find that and they would cut into fine gems and then sell it. That was their business. So they found this really, ore is I think what it's called in English. They found that in I think Colombia or something like that. And they were like, let's buy that. So they loaned the money because these are really expensive things to do. You couldn't really do jewelry or gemstones was a business that is done heavily on loans because there's a lot of cash flow that goes around. And it doesn't translate to cash for until it's actually sold as an item, which may take a couple of months before it happens. So he took a lot of loan and got a partner to go to Colombia, get the stones and come back. Now, again, this is expensive. This is really like we're talking about 1980s or something like that, or even before that, actually late 1970s. It's a long journey. It's an expensive journey. You don't want six people doing that. You're sending, okay, you one person, you go, this is the money, go pick up the thing, bring it back to India. So money is paid. This is a cousin, family, friend, right? They go, they pick it up, they come back and they say, oh, it got stolen. Right. Now, there is no way to recoup that money because you can't prove if it actually was stolen or not. Turns out later on, it wasn't actually stolen, but it is in the moment. It's like, oh, it's stolen and there is nothing to fall back on for my dad. He was like, oh, we are screwed. there is nothing we can do now because we have lost, we've taken this big loan that we have to pay. We have no raw material to make new stuff. And we just invested so much time and energy into this that we have no new projects that we have undertaken, right? So we're kind of screwed. We are in this space where we're just done. We're done. We're over, right? And that's where my dad was operating from. And my grandfather's comes into the room and he says, why are you so sad? Why do you look so disappointed? And my dad goes, well, this has happened and now we're screwed and we don't know, we're not going to make it back. So my granddad says, oh, this is great news. Let's get some sweets. My dad says, what the hell is wrong with you? Did you just hear? I'm not saying that we got the stones. What I said, yeah. What I'm saying right now is we have lost the raw stones and the ore and we can't manufacture anything for a couple of months because we don't know where to even like get money from again because we have taken money from the market. My grandfather says, well, that's why I want to celebrate it because there are two things I want to celebrate today. First is just in a couple of months, you'll realize that there is never a time when it's over. Because it never is over, right? So you're gonna realize that in a couple of months from now. And secondly, I'm so grateful that you learned this lesson so early in your life. It took me many years before I learned this lesson, right? And so they said, they celebrated, my grandfather celebrated that. And of course they came out of it in a couple of months because they took another loan, got another stone, got this time, took personal responsibility of getting it, cut it really well, paid off both the loans because of the outcome of that one project that they did. So. That was one of the many stories that just simply says when you are in the low and when it feels everything's going to crash and burn, if you just self-rely and keep the motivation to take action, even if it feels impossible, or have somebody who can at least support you in taking that action, you can come out of it. Yeah. And that was something that stuck with me, which is why I believe I personally, even in the most disheartening situations, I'm okay. I'm like, all right, this feels hard right now. But I'm sure we can get out of it.
Yeah, I love that. And I love that story. And it kind of translates into we're all been there in some point of our lives, right? Mm-hmm. And I mean, your story is kind of cool because when you have achieved success, you have been searching for other things. And I want to talk about like when you decided to do speaking and writing. And I know you asked some of your friends one of your close friends even said, like, you're an Indian guy with accents, but you're not a public speaker. Like, how did that feel, first of all, when someone that is close to you said that? Mm-hmm. And how did you, like, overcome that?
Huh. So that happened when I was still running Mindvalley at the time. And I had just decided, hey, I want to try something different. I want to challenge myself. I'm somebody who likes to challenge myself a lot. Even when I didn't have the wealth and abundance, I still was somebody who always liked to do challenging and complicated things and deal with problems. Yeah. I just really enjoy that. It's the creative side of my mind is always happy about that, is to be able to tackle difficult situations. Yeah. So I was like, hey, I need a new challenge in life. And so I was like, hey, I'm really inspired by all these speakers because they have really created a tremendous change in my life. I'm very grateful for the coaches, trainers, teachers that have showed up in my life at different stages of my life. And so, like, that is so inspiring. I love to be able to do some of it. I never wanted to be a professional speaker or anything like that. I just wanted to be able to speak a little bit more and be able to spread a positive message out in the world, just contribute to the greater good of the society. And so I reached out to a couple of friends, and some of them were very motivating, like, yes, you can do it, you're so good. And then there were a few who were kind of like, why do you want to do it? Like, it's like you're in US especially, nobody wants to hear from a brown man with an accent, right? So that was kind of the story that I was told by one of the people. And there was another one that said the same for the coaching industry, but they said, oh, you're not a white female in the mid-40s. Why would anybody listen to you? And I was like, I have no idea where these thoughts and opinions come from. But at the time, I felt really demotivated. I felt like maybe I do have an accent and I am from India and I can't do anything about it, right? I cannot change my accent. I know I sound very mixed accent and I don't sound very Indian. The reason is because I've traveled for over 10 years of my life. So I've lost my very strong Indian accent just because of the travels that I've done, actually more than 10 years, 15 years of my life. Yeah. And so I've lost that accent, but still you can make out that I'm not like a native speaker and I made tons of grammatical mistakes in everything that I say. So I was like, all right, cool. So it looks like nobody would give a shit and this is not going to be good. And so for a minute, I stopped. I didn't try to speak on stage. It was just like, okay, maybe the person's right. And this is a very accomplished person that we are talking about. So like maybe this person must know what they're talking about, right? And so I kind of stopped for a little bit until that. And again, I can't say a one thing that gives me that motivation or that drive, because I think as human beings, we are such complex beings. We find our motivations in different stages. Just like you know how I was talking about previously, like when you are in a boxing match, it feels like that the boxing, you get a punch and you get right back up. Yeah. I don't think that's how it happens in life. When you get a punch, you go, oh crap, I got a punch. Let me sit down for a minute, right? And that's kind of what happened for me. Is I said, okay, I think I'm not meant for this, and that's okay if I'm not meant for this, until it came back. It came back to me saying, why can't I, or why shouldn't I try, right? So I started doing really small events, and that's how I got my confidence back, or my clarity and focus back, is because I didn't try to say, all right, I'm going to go speak at the biggest stage at the first time that I'm going to get on stage. First, I started by saying, how can I speak at some really small stages? How can I speak to 20 people, 30 people, 50 people? And if I can speak to them, and if I can create, you know, like really good outcomes with these guys and these gals, I will be able to maybe one day speak at a big stage. So that's how I regained my confidence, by confidence and clarity of what I really want to do in the world, yeah, by actually doing a lot of small stages. I still do a lot of very small stages, yeah, just because I'm still in the process of saying, hey, what is my message really that lands the most with my audience, or what is the message that I want to communicate more often, more frequently with my audience? So it's an ongoing journey. I'm not somebody who now says, all right, I only speak on big stages and everything else is a no. I'm compassionate and self-aware enough to say, no, every person that is creating a positive impact in the world, a positive change in the world, I want to be able to support them if I can. It's not always that I can, but if I can, I'm going to make my best effort to do it.
I agree with you. And there's so many people that are living these lives, like making your parents proud, your partner proud. And now it's getting to a thing, making the whole world being proud of you, right? With the whole social media thing, if you use it in the wrong way. Like, how do we even get out of that?
So we can't get out of it. Let's be honest about human condition. As human condition, we are social beings. Yeah. There is no way that you will be able to say, I do not care what my dad thinks about me, my mom thinks about me, my wife thinks about me, my partner thinks about me, my colleagues think about me. There is no way you're getting out of it. That's the first thing that you must understand. There is no way that you can completely isolate yourself, because if you do, you're actually setting yourself up to something that will be even more hurtful to you, because you'll isolate yourself as a human being. Yeah. And it will be more hurtful than anything else. So firstly, let's be real honest and true here by understanding, yeah, that there is no point in life where you will absolutely not care what the world thinks, yeah, right? And if that happens, you either are a monk somewhere, and then we don't even know you exist because you don't even care to come down and tell other people about this, right? Yeah. So if you came down and you started telling this to people that you shouldn't care about the world, you're not that monk, because now you care to tell people because you want these people to somehow appreciate you for telling that to me. Yeah. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So you're a monk, nobody knows. So that's fine if that's what your truth is and that's what you want to do. Absolutely okay if that's your truth is. That's what your truth is, right? But if that's not what your truth, you have to build an understanding. And when we say zero fucks given, that's why I kind of clarified in that chapter as well, doesn't mean you don't care about the world.
Yeah.
It doesn't mean I'm just going to keep doing whatever I want to do. I don't care about law. I don't care about hurting people. I don't care about how it makes a difference to the world. No, that's not what zero fucks given mean. Yeah. What it means is not to care about opinions that don't matter. Not to care about every opinion that is thrown at you. Not to care about things that are done with malicious intent, right? When somebody tells you you're not good enough with malicious intent, that's when you say, I don't give a fuck about what you think. Yeah. Even if that's your mom, yeah, right? Because at that moment, that's what you need. You need that support system. You need that barrier of saying, I need the defenses up, so I can start to rise above this particular challenge and be who I truly want to be, even if everybody else thinks it's wrong. right? Be honest and true. That's the most important thing, right? Once you're honest and true about it, you will care. There's no way you cannot care. You love them. You cannot not care, right? So you will care. That's not going to go away. You just have to understand which is a true opinion, which is their own story, right? You know, sometimes your partner might say something because that's what they're experiencing right now. It's not even their truth. They're experiencing something. They're going through an emotion. Respect the emotion, yeah. Right? Appreciate the journey and say, okay, that's what she's experiencing or he's experiencing right now. Yeah. It's not my truth. It's not their truth either. Let's talk about it in a little bit.
No, I agree. And I always go back to one of my childhood heroes, Bruce Lee. He says, honestly expressing oneself as a human being. That's where we all aim to do, which is so hard. And I'm big into love, big into family, and you have a date to get to. So I only have two more questions and then I'm going to let you go. So we don't want to have an angry wife either.
I don't want to miss my soul cycle.
Yeah. Yeah. So let's do the last two questions. So what do you see, like, what do you want to put out in the world the next coming years?
My intent is to move humanity towards a positive direction.
Yeah.
So I want to do every activity I can possibly do that creates a positive impact in the world. My current motivation is to work with entrepreneurs that are in the space of education or wellness.
Yeah.
And that's really been our focus for the next 5 years at least, is going to be working with individuals that are trying to move humanity towards a positive dialogue by bringing better education and helping human beings live a better life. Yeah. And by wellness, I don't only mean physical wellness, we mean mental wellness, your emotional fitness, all of those things. So we wanna be able to support humanity move towards a much, much more positive state. And that's really our focus for the next 5 years. That's all I wanna work on. And that involves writing books, workshops, retreats, programs, online education, offline education. We're mixing it up, providing services for people who are enablers of positive impact in the world. So we've created several services companies now, like I was mentioning previously, that do very specific services for these type of entrepreneurs so that they can move humanity forward, because we know those are some of the fundamental needs that they have. And we also personally support many of these companies to be able to move humanity forward. I don't care. I'm not somebody who cares for how popular I become at the end of time. What I care for, did I create something that was positive for the world? Did I move us as human beings in a positive direction, in a more powerful, positive, impactful direction?
Yeah. Thank you for doing that, Ajit. It's great, and we need a lot of these peoples in the world. So,
absolutely.
Yeah, last question I ask all my guests. When we're done here, we want people to take action. So what would be the first step they can take to get closer to their dreams?
Define your dream. Yeah. Know what your dream is. That's one thing that I know often when you ask somebody, hey, what is it that you're working towards? Like the question that you just asked, they don't have an answer. They're just trying to get by, or they're just trying to figure out what they'll do in the next month, the next 2 months. And I understand being in a painful state. I was there. I was there for a very long time. But when you are in that state, that's the time when you really need those dreams, because that's what gets you going. That's what keeps you moving forward. So my invitation to everybody right now who's listening is, the first step is, if you haven't defined what your dream looks like, go ahead and define what your dream looks like. And looks like, feels like, more importantly, like, what would you feel when you would be successful, right? Not just the material things, because those are easy to write. It's easy to write the bling bling and say, oh, I'll have this car, I'll have this house, da da da. No, how will your relationship be? How would family be? How would you show up at work? What work would you be doing, right? How is that creating change in the world? What is the experiences that you're having in life at that time? When you go into nitty-gritty that is not material bullshit, then you know what you're really creating, because that's what dream really looks like. Dream does not look like the car. A car gets boring after day 5. It really does. And after owning those cars, I can tell you that, right? But it's not about the cars. It's not about the houses. It's about a lot of other stuff that comes with it. That is also a part of the dream, but that's not the dream.
Thank you so much, Ajit. This meant the world for me that we finally was able to create this amazing space and share it. So thank you so much from the bottom of my heart. If people want to know and learn more about you, where can they find you?
Well, we were talking in context of the book, so you can go ahead, check out livebigthebook.com. That's where you can get the book. Yeah. It's actually right now, just 2 days ago, became available on Audible. If you're an Audible member, it is available for free. So you can download and listen to the audiobook completely for $0 on audible.com. Search for Live Big Ajit Navlaka, which is my full name, and you should be able to find the book. We are also doing an event. If you are in Los Angeles and if you would like to come by and say hi, go to livebig2019.com. This is our event that we're putting together for entrepreneurs specifically that want to impact more lives and be able to expand their message and be able to really get that clarity and focus to be able to define their dreams and then have a plan towards achieving that dream. So any of those ways would be great ways to interact with us.
Awesome. And we'll put the links. And thank you, everybody, for listening to the I Love Success podcast. It means the world to me. And the only way I can grow and help more people is that if you share this with someone that you think needs to hear this message, share this podcast, give us a review, visit us at ilovesuccess.co, where you have hundreds of these amazing conversations with life changers of the world. We're out. Ajit needs to get going to SoulCycle. Have a good day. Take care. Bye-bye.